Hello there friends, welcome to another episode of Mathematics Simplified. For the past few episodes, we have been discussing about permutations and combinations. We are now aware that if we have n different objects which we want to arrange, we have to make use of permutations. And if we are to choose or select either a few of them or all of them, then we have to make use of combinations. For example, the letters A and B are there. The set AB and BA are the same for combinations but different in permutations, because arrangements are important in permutations. Arrangements do not matter in combinations. So, in a problem statement, how do we get to know when to apply permutations and when to apply combinations? Are there any particular keywords to identify? Yes, there are. If the problem statement involves the word arrangement, then it's a clear indication that permutations are to be used. And whenever there are words like selection, choice, it means we are required to make use of combinations. So, reading the problem statement carefully is the key. It provides us with all the required clues. Is there any problem where we might have to use permutations and combinations within the same question or a case study? Yes, there are. Let us consider the example where we have 7 consonants and 4 vowels. We have to make words with or without meaning. Be careful, it's a mathematical problem, not your test of vocabulary. So, out of the 7 consonants and 4 vowels, we have to make words using 3 of the consonants and 2 of the vowels. So now, what we have to do here is, first of all, we need to choose the letters as per the given requirement. That is, out of the 7 consonants, we need to select 3, and out of the 4 vowels, we need to select 2. This choice or selection can be done in 7C3 multiplied with 4C2 number of ways. Is it okay? Is the solution complete now? No, because now we have 5 letters with us. We have to now arrange them to make words. And this can be done in 5P5 or 5 factorial number of ways. So, in here, what we have to do is, we need to first select the options, that is the letters or alphabets, and then arrange them to form words. The complete solution involves the use of combinations first and then permutations thereafter. The solution in this case is 7C3 multiplied with 4C2 multiplied yet again with 5P5. That is 7 factorial divided by the product of 3 factorial and 4 factorial, 4 factorial divided by the product of 2 factorial and 2 factorial yet again multiplied with 5 factorial. So that comes out to be 35 multiplied with 6 multiplied with 120. The final result comes out as the number 25,200. So, out of the 7 consonants and 4 vowels that we had, we can make words using 3 of the consonants and 2 of the vowels in 25,200 number of ways. So there are many such examples where permutations and combinations are used within the same problem or a case study question. Read the problem statement carefully because it involves all the clues within. As you practice, you become fluent in the correct identification and usage of the concepts. So keep practicing, my friends. You can only learn by doing mathematics on a regular basis. So do solve some questions and see the improvement. I'm sure you all are practicing the concepts. Keep on learning. Till the next time, my friends.